And then also taking into account our individual cultural needs as a Western community. I think, I've spent a little bit of time in Thailand, not a huge amount, but enough to get a flavor, and have heard many times from others who have spent much more time there how different, in a way, the Thai cultural conditioning is around groups and people, and that there's much less of a individual need or a need to express one's individuality, and much more of an emphasis on blending together and establishing oneself as part of a group, kind of losing oneself, letting go of one's individual needs to express, identity or establish oneself as a singular being, and more emphasis on how to blend together and be with each other and live together in close quarters, much more so than Westerners are conditioned to. So we've had to put some special conscious care and effort into establishing how to live together in some very close quarters without having that kind of training since our childhood, much more of the individual looking out for oneself as an individual. So that's a real learning curve, I think, for a lot of people in the West, and particularly here in the monastic community and in the early days, and even now to some extent, we have some fairly tight spaces that we all have to kind of negotiate around, and a lot of emphasis on communal activity. Some monasteries in the Thai forest tradition have much more of an emphasis on individual solitary practice. And Ajahn Chah hallmark was always emphasizing the communal aspect of the practice. So we find ourselves spending quite a bit of time together and needing to learn how to do that smoothly.